Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to continue our study on great doctrines of the Bible. And today's great doctrine of the Bible we'll be studying is the doctrine of blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. But before we begin today, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Once again, Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity that we have to open up thy holy words that you've chosen to preserve in this good old King James Bible. Father, I pray, as we study this great doctrine of the Bible, blessed assurance, Father, if there's someone out there that's doubting their salvation, that they would clearly say if they're truly saved, then they're eternally saved, amen. They can't lose their salvation. Help me to bring out this teaching of the Scriptures clearly, amen. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, people would clearly see listening today that once they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of their sins, ask Christ to forgive them of their sins and believe that he died for their sins, was buried, rose again the third day, that they're saved, their sins have been forgiven, their home is in heaven, and they're truly born again and never can lose their salvation. They're eternally is secure in the hands of God. Father, we pray now that your hand be upon everything during this study. Have me to teach and preach only those things that you'd have me to say. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Alrighty, the great doctrine of the Bible, blessed assurance. Now, the Scriptures teach that in the current age of grace, of the church age, only real believers are saved. And they stay believers, they stay saved. That their attachment to Christ is the grand mark which distinguishes them from superficial professors. You know, people who profess to be saved, but who are not. Also, that a special providence watches over their welfare, and that they are kept by the power of God through faith under salvation. Now, there are those who teach that no one can know whether they are saved until they die. Amen. And as I've shared my testimony with you many times, I was saved out of Roman Catholicism, and that's certainly one thing we were taught, that you didn't know you were saved until you died, amen. Others teach you can know you're saved, but that you are not eternally saved. And that, of course, is a contradiction, isn't it? To be saved means to be safe. And if a person could be saved one day and lost the next, he would not be safe at all, would he? Now, in our study today on blessed assurance, we will consider two thoughts. The first one is, in the form of a question, can a person have the present assurance of salvation? Can a person have the present assurance of salvation? Now, Bible salvation could be nothing but a known fact. Every picture of salvation would teach us that. The sinner is pictured in the Bible as being dead and when saved, made alive. Could a dead person be raised to life and not know it? I don't think so. Could a prodigal son in rage and starvation be clothed and fed and not know it? Now, the Bible gives three definite witnesses whereby we may know we are saved children of God. Now, the first witness is the witness of the Holy Spirit. The witness of the Holy Spirit. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 16. Romans 8 verse 16. The Spirit itself Now, notice in your King James Bible, the Spirit is a capital S. That's the Holy Spirit. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit, with our individual spirit. Amen? What does it bear witness? That we are the children of God. Amen. So yes, the Holy Spirit is bearing witness to your spirit that you are a child of God. Now, we have a lot of people running around saying, oh, we're all children of God. And of course, that's another lie straight from hell. Turn with me to the book of Galatians. Book of Galatians. I don't care what the United Nations says or anyone else says. I want to know, what does the Word of God, what does this old King James Bible say about something? Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God. Here it comes, right over the plate. Can't miss it. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. There's no wiggle room. There's no gray area. It's black and white. If you're a child of God, amen, the only way to become a child of God is faith in Christ Jesus. Amen? Faith in what about Christ Jesus? His blood atonement. Amen. That he went to the cross of Calvary and he shed his precious blood. He died. He was buried, rose again the third day. Amen. Faith in that. That's what I'm trusting in to forgive me for my sins and get me to heaven. If you're trusting in anything else, you're listening today and you're trusting in your good works or some other way to get to heaven, my friend, you're going to, as hard as it is, as cruel as it sounds, and as politically incorrect as it is, you're going to split hell wide open. Amen. Now, the Bible gives three definite witnesses whereby we know we are saved, children of God. We just saw the first one, the witness of the Holy Spirit bearing witness to our spirit. The second one is the love of the brethren. Amen. 1 John. You say you're saved, then you should love the brethren. You should love other Christians. Notice, 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, excuse me. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. We know, amen, we know. What do we know? We know that we have passed from death unto life. How do we know that? Because we love the brethren. You get that? How do we know that we're passed from death unto life, that we're saved, that we love the brethren? So the second witness, whereby you and I know that we're saved, is the love of the brethren. The third witness is the Word of God cannot be broken. Notice, 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God. What are the things, amen, that John wrote to those that have believed on the name of the Son of God? Here it is. That ye may know. Know what? That ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Scriptures can't be broken, and that's what the Word of God has to say, that you can know that ye have present tense eternal life if you believe in the name of the Son of God. So again, the Bible gives us three definite witnesses whereby we know we are saved, children of God. Number one, the witness of the Holy Spirit. Number two, the love of the brethren. Number three, the Word of God, which cannot be broken. Maybe you've already noticed, as we've looked at some passages here in the first epistle of John, the word know is a favorite one with the Apostle John. He makes sure use of it 10 times in the book of 1 John. You know, thank God for that, that we have some things that we can know present tense right now. Let's look at a few of them. We're in 1 John now. All of these in reference to 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. Ye know that he was manifested, talking about Jesus Christ, why Jesus was God manifested in the flesh, why Jesus was revealed, to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. So first thing we can know is we know that our sins are forgiven, praise God. Looking in 1 John 3, verse 14, we just read that. That we know that we have passed from death unto life. So we can know that we pass from death unto life, but the condition of that, to know that, is because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death, has not passed from death unto life. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 19, and hereby we know, there's that word know again, that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. So another thing we could know is that we are of the truth. That we are of the truth. And then in 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Another thing that you and I can know as believers is that the Lord Jesus Christ is in you and in me, amen, and we're in him, praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 5, 1 John chapter 5, in verse number 13. I just read that a moment ago. We'll read it again. This is a great, after someone's saved, this is a great verse, 1 John 5:13, to show that that person can have assurance of their eternal life, that they can't lose it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Here's another thing you can know, that ye have eternal life. How can you know it? That ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So you can know, another thing as believers, we can know that we have eternal life. Looking in 1 John chapter 5, verse 15 with me. And we know, there's that word know again, that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So another thing that we can know, present tense right now, as believers, is that he answers, God answers prayers. 1 John chapter 5 again, verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. What it's saying here is that you and I, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he is begotten of God, keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. We know that we have a new nature. There's part of us that is sinless. That's the spirit that became born again. And then one last thing we want to see that we know, that we can know right now. In 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now, notice that word now, present tense, are we the sons of God? But it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know, there's that word know again, know what? That when he shall appear, who's he? Christ. We, that's believers, shall be like him, Jesus Christ. We shall see him as he is. So that last thing we saw that we can know is when Christ comes for us, we shall be like him. We'll have a glorified, resurrected body like his. Amen. What glorious knowledge, the things that you and I can know right now as believers. Paul the great apostle said, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. Let's look at that verse for a minute. Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. This is a great verse on eternal security. Paul is saying he knows the ones that he knows and he's persuaded beyond a shadow of doubt, those that he's won to the Lord, Christ's going to keep them until the day that they're resurrected, until the day of the rapture. A little orphan girl, happy in the knowledge of Christ her Savior, was asked how she knew that she was saved. She said this, "He says it, and that is enough for me." My friends listening today, is it enough for you? Now, the second thing we want to look at, second question, is can a person have the present assurance of eternal salvation? Can a person have the present assurance of eternal salvation? Now, when I speak of eternal salvation, I mean if you are saved, you are saved for eternity. In other words, a person is not saved today and lost tomorrow. If so, if that could happen, he doesn't have eternal life but one day of life. Amen? Now, first of all, I want to say this. A saved person has been born of God. A saved person has been born of God. How do I know that? Because the Bible tells me so. Let's go first to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Gospel of John, chapter 1. And verse 13. Look at in verse 12. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as receive him, those who receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that's who the him is, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. We didn't have the power ourselves to become the sons of God, but when we believed on Christ, God gave us the power to become his sons, even to them to believe on his name, Christ's name. Here it is. Which were born. Those who have received Christ, who have believed on a name, he says, which were not born of blood, nor of the will of man, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So those that are saved have been born of God. Look at in 1 John chapter 3, in verse number 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Again, we have, as I said earlier, there's a part of us that is sinless. That's the Spirit. The Spirit was born again at the time that you believed on Christ. That's sinless. Amen. So there's no contradiction. There's a part of us that sins, still sins. That's the wicked flesh. So nowhere does the Bible speak of being born the third time. Amen. Now, when we become sons of God, the Scripture tells us we are adopted into the family of God. Look in Ephesians chapter 1 with me. Ephesians chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 1, look with me in verses 4 and 5 of Ephesians 1. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ. See that? Having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So you and I have been adopted by God into his family through his son. Amen? By his son, Jesus Christ. Now, we asked the question in the second part of our study on blessed assurance, can a person have the present assurance of eternal salvation? We see, first of all, we saw that a saved person has been born of God. And then second of all, when he becomes a son, when we become sons of God, we are adopted into the family of God. The third thing we want to see is all children of God are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 with me. In Romans 8, look what the Word of God says in verses 16 and 17. The Spirit itself, we read this verse before, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Now here's verse 17. And if, that's a condition, if you're a child of God, if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Amen. So we see all children of God are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, the fourth thing, the saved person is kept by the power of God through faith. The saved person is kept by the power of God through faith. First Peter with me. First Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Who? He's referring to the saved. Who are kept how? By the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. So you're kept, my friend, if you're saved, you're kept by the power of God through faith. Amen. And nothing is stronger or more powerful than the power of God. Amen. Not man or Satan or anything else. Another thing we want to see is the truly saved person is secure. Why? Because his hope is within the veil up in the third heaven in the Holy of Holies. His hope is within the veil, the priestly work of Christ. Christ is right now in that, is in the veil, within the veil, interceding for you and I at the right hand of God, right at this moment. Look at in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 with me, in verse number 19. Which hope we have as an anchor. You know, I thank God Jesus Christ is my anchor. I pray and hope that he's your anchor. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Thank God that our anchor, the Lord Jesus Christ, is sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. And then we see the believer is sealed. The believer is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. In Ephesians chapter 1 with me, verse 13. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom ye also trusted. The whom in here in verse 13 is Jesus Christ. After that ye heard. Heard what? The word of truth. The gospel of your salvation. In whom also after ye believed, you were sealed. You were sealed with what? The Holy Spirit of promise. So you trusted in Christ by hearing the death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel. You believed in it. Amen. And at the instant you believed on Christ, you were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. He's the, verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance. He's our down payment. We have the Holy Spirit. Because we have the Holy Spirit, we have God's promise that he's going to redeem us. He's going to redeem us out of these corruptible bodies. Amen. We'll be resurrected someday. Looking in Ephesians chapter 4 with me. Ephesians chapter 4, in verse number 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby, by the Holy Spirit of God, ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. To the day that you're redeemed. Amen. The day that you've taken up, you're resurrected out of the grave. Amen. You're sealed. Amen. By the Holy Spirit of God. And then we see the saved are kept in the hands of the Father and the Son. These are all great verses on eternal security, my friends, that you can have assurance of your present salvation, that you can have right now know that you're eternally saved. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. In John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, Jesus is speaking. And he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, you get that? Never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And Jesus wraps it up and says in verse 30, I and my Father are one. One and the same. One and the same, my friend. And then we see, my friend, that nothing can separate the believer from God. Nothing. Look in Romans chapter 8 with me. Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, beginning in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril of sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we see, yes, we can have present assurance of eternal salvation. How can we? Eight things we just looked at. The saved person has been born of God, number one. When we become sons of God, we are adopted into the family of God, number two. Number three, all children of God are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Number four, the saved person is kept by the power of God through faith. Number five, the truly saved person is secured because his hope is within the veil, the priestly work of Christ. Number six, the believer is sealed by the Holy Spirit. Number seven, the saved are kept in the hands of the Father and the Son. And number eight, we just saw nothing can separate the believer from God. Thus, the believer is just as secure as the Lord is strong. Since he is almighty, the saved person is absolutely secure. Hence, we know that all who are really saved are saved forever. As I close today, I ask you, are you resting in the power of God? Well, that's all the time we have on the Pastor's Study. This is Brother Gino. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me for the Pastor's Study. Until we meet again, my prayer is that God would richly bless each and every one of you, and good day.